It's time for Green Visions, a KMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by All Energy Solar, a full-service solar installer in the Twin Ports. Tonight we've got a River Talk event, which is an event put on by the Lake Superior National Estuarine Research Reserve and the Minnesota and Wisconsin Sea Grant programs. They offer this series of informal evening talks about the St. Louis River estuary. Everyone is invited. Refreshments will be available. It's happening tonight at 7 p.m. at the Lake Superior National Estuarine Research Reserve. We've got Karina Heim on the telephone with us this morning. She's a coastal training program coordinator at the Lake Superior National Estuarine Research Reserve. Good morning, Karina. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about the, not just the event tonight, but the series. What is the purpose of this series for the public?
Sure. So the River Talk series is intended to be an informal opportunity for folks in the Twin Ports community to come and learn more about the many, many things happening in the St. Louis River. And that includes research, it includes projects, it includes all of the professional work happening in the St. Louis River. And really, this River Talk series is intended to be an opportunity for folks to come hear from professionals in a non-academic setting, very informal, about some of the important work going on.
Okay. So maybe tell us what you mean by non-academic. Is it because academic settings tend to be a lot of facts, a lot of, I don't know, too much sort of grand information and not just an informal conversation? Is it just sort of relaxed? Is that what you're, I'm trying to figure out what that means.
Yeah, thanks. So the atmosphere, that's exactly right. I think sometimes formal presentations and academic settings can tend to be a bit intimidating for folks, but people who live in this community are genuinely interested in what's going on within the watershed and in the St. Louis River, and these talks are very relaxed. They're very much intended to provoke conversation, and anyone is invited to come and hear more from folks in these relaxed settings where we generally do not allow PowerPoint presentations.
No PowerPoint allowed. Got it. So when you talk about professionals, do you mean people who are working in the harbor with shipping? Are you talking about people who are working in other industries along the river? Is it the industrial or is it also the tourism? What is the professional fields that you're encompassing here?
Yeah, so our River Talk series, which started back in 2013, has really run the gamut in terms of topics and professionals that have come to speak, and that does range from folks who are here talking about harbor issues and corrosion in the harbor to scientists who are studying one particular species. Tonight, we're happy to invite four emergency management professionals to come speak to our audience about the work that they do in this watershed and in this area.
Great. And who are those people who will be here tonight?
So we've got a panel of folks representing four different agencies, really those agencies span both Minnesota and Wisconsin. So we've got two states represented, and the agencies span different levels of government. So we've got a representative from Douglas County, from the Wisconsin DNR, from Minnesota Pollution Control Agency, and from the Coast Guard coming to talk about their what they do in terms of emergency management. And what we've come to learn, and one of the reasons why we wanted to bring this talk tonight, is that emergency management is very complicated. It involves many different agencies with different regulatory authorities. It involves not only the immediate response to an emergency event, but it also involves a lot of preparation and planning work in terms of preparedness and making sure good plans are in place before an emergency occurs. And in many cases, it involves a long-term recovery and restoration effort. And so really what we're hoping to shine a light on tonight are some of the intricacies of emergency management, because I think it's something that people are very interested in understanding better. Emergency events are something that impact us personally, and we can leave us feeling somewhat vulnerable. And so this is an opportunity for people to learn more about that sort of very organized and structured response.
Right. We're talking with Karina Heim, the Coastal Training Program Coordinator with the Lake Superior National Estuarine Research Reserve, about the River Talk event happening tonight. And I'm thinking about what kind of emergency management situations arrive in the estuary in the St. Louis River area. Of course, floods immediately come to mind. I'm thinking about this past summer with the heavy rains and seeing all of the sediments that get spit out into not only the river, but then into the lake as well. And you just see these plumes of things. And I think I can certainly understand how perhaps some of the, as you said, the regulatory areas that different groups are sort of in charge of, they all tend to mix together in a situation like that.
That's right. Yep. So I certainly hope to talk to our panel tonight about flooding events and some of the extreme rain events we've been seeing really for the past several years. And so that is certainly one aspect that I hope that our panel can speak to more. These extreme rain events are very, we experience them very personally when they impact our lives and the infrastructure in the communities in which we live. And so that's certainly one of the big things that comes to mind. Within the past year, we've also had some other types of emergency events or unforeseen events happen in the Twin Ports community. We can think of the refinery fire last April.
Oh, yes.
The grain elevator fire that happened recently, and a ship that ran aground very close to the Duluth Lift Bridge. And so these are all very visible events, and I think leave people with a lot of questions about what sort of structures are in place to respond to these events and what types of consequences might these events have and who's monitoring those. So generally speaking, I hope that our panelists tonight can help shed some light on who's involved when those types of events happen.
All right. So the event is tonight at 7 p.m. at the Lake Superior National Estuarine Research Reserve. It's in Superior. Could you tell people how to get there?
Sure. So, yep, we're over the bridge in Superior on Barker's Island. The event will be held in our estuarium building, which is 3 Marina Drive. So come on over. It's not a bad snow day today, so we hope you can come out tonight and attend this event.
Fantastic. Karina, thanks so much. We appreciate it. And just one more question. This is a series of events. Do you hold them monthly? Do you hold them? How often do they occur?
They are monthly. So this is about the fourth one we've had this year. Our next event will be in March, affiliated with our St. Louis River Summit, which will be March 5th and 6th over at UW-Superior. So that's a great event as well. We hope you can check that out. And the next talk in March will be on muskies.
Oh, fun. Okay. Well, great. Well, Karina, thanks so much. We'll have links at our website as well for more information about the event tonight and the one coming up in March as well. So thank you. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Chris.
Take care. Karina Heim, the Coastal Training Program Coordinator at the Lake Superior National Estuarine Research Reserve, talking about the River Talk event happening this evening at their research center on Barker's Island in Superior. Green Visions is made possible by All Energy Solar, a full-service solar installer in the Twin Ports.